Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, we're talking about everything from a secret recording of the president to a shooting in Toronto, plus Snapcash and Comic-Con. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Monday, July 23rd. You ready? Let's do this. Unfortunately, there's a mass shooting to tell you about, this time in Toronto, Canada. It happened outside a restaurant last night in a busy area with many cafes and shops. CTV cites police saying at least 14 people were shot, including a young girl, and at least one person has died. The shooter is now also dead. Police, of course, are still investigating a possible motive, and this is all still developing. Expect more details to come out later today. President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, secretly taped a private conversation with Trump 2 months before the 2016 presidential election. Well, the FBI first got a hold of that tape, and now media from Fox News to the New York Times is reporting details of it. Reports say the two men were talking about a payment to a former Playboy model, Karen McDougal, who said she had an affair with Trump in 2006. President Trump is calling it, quote, totally unheard of and perhaps illegal for his lawyer to tape him. And he added in the tweet, quote, your favorite president did nothing wrong. Critics say this shows the White House wasn't honest when a spokeswoman said he didn't know anything about a payment. Because remember, the National Enquirer ended up paying for McDougal's story, but then never reported it. Prosecutors may now be taking a closer look to see if any laws were broken by the Trump campaign or that media organization that paid her. President Trump's current lawyer now, Rudy Giuliani, says yes, the recording is real, but President Trump never paid her or the paper. Now some are wondering if there are even more tapes. And more talk over the weekend about spying. This time, the FBI was spying on a former Trump campaign advisor, Carter Page. The Wall Street Journal reports top secret surveillance warrants were released to the public, showing the FBI requesting the ability to wiretap Page because they believe he was working with Russia. Page has said he didn't do anything wrong. But what these new documents actually reveal, well, it depends on who you ask. Some say they show the FBI went through the proper steps before investigating Page. President Trump and others say it shows his campaign was, quote, illegally being spied upon. Either way, USA Today reports this is the first time warrant applications like this have been revealed to the public, although parts of the documents were blacked out. Federal investigators are now looking into the decisions of a tourist boat company because of a tragedy near Branson, Missouri. A boat capsized in a lake late last week, and now 17 people of the 31 on board are dead. Nine of them were from the same family. One survivor told CNN they were told a storm is coming when the boat left, but things were still calm. It wasn't until later severe weather and strong winds hit. The state attorney general is also concerned about the type of boat they were in, a so-called duck boat, and wonders how safe those boats are in emergencies. A controversial birth control implant is about to go off the market for good. It's called Assure, and it was originally marketed as the only permanent birth control option without surgery. Well, USA Today reports more than 16,000 women are now suing the company behind it, Bayer. The FDA even issued its most serious warning about the device back in 2016. Now Bayer says it'll stop selling the device altogether. quick heads up, some Ritz crackers are being recalled. Some may have been made with an ingredient that could have salmonella bacteria. So far, no reports of illnesses, so this is just a precaution, but you can check today's show notes for the link to the full list of all the foods impacted. A quick break now for our sponsor today, the Bossed Up Podcast. Nationally recognized speaker, writer, and CEO Emily Aries brings on a guest each week, and together they help answer listeners' real-world career conundrums. This is especially great for the women listening, and guys, tell your loved ones about it, because this podcast keeps it real about the unique challenges women face in today's workplace and how to succeed anyway. Just search Bossed Up wherever you get your podcasts. That's B-O-S-S-E-D, Bossed Up. All right, now back to the news. It seems Snapchat is getting rid of Snap Cash. If you don't already know, Snap Cash was supposed to be kind of a Venmo competitor, but I guess it didn't work out that way. TechCrunch reports it ended up becoming popular for, well, adult performers who wanted to get paid for private Snapchat content. And Snapchat isn't happy about it. So reports say Snap Cash is going away by the end of August. She's the well-known producer and the force behind hit shows like Grey's Anatomy and Scandal. Now Shonda Rhimes has announced a bunch of new shows coming up all on Netflix. Remember, it was a pretty big Hollywood shakeup when she left ABC for Netflix in a $300 million deal. Well, she's keeping busy. Her production company, Shondaland, is now planning 8 new series that include some stories based on best-selling novels. Stay tuned. It's being called a surprise twist at the end of 2 sequels going head-to-head at the box office over the weekend. The winner was not the expected Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. Instead, Variety reports, The Equalizer 2 came in at number 1. Sony's sequel debuted with $35.8 million in North America. It was Denzel Washington's first sequel ever. But Mamma Mia 2 still did pretty well, and it's expected to be an even bigger hit overseas. There were plenty of movie announcements at this year's Comic-Con in San Diego over the weekend. Variety reports some new cast members are coming to the CW show Supergirl, including TV's first ever transgender superhero played by a transgender woman. Also, The Verge reports Warner Brothers revealed its lineup of upcoming movies from Aquaman to Godzilla and several more. I'll link to the new trailers in today's show notes. And that's it. You're all caught up from the weekend. Thanks so much for listening. And I'd so appreciate it if you send this episode to a friend and let them know why you listen to the show. And remember, if you want to read more about any of the news stories we talked about, just check out today's show notes. You can find them at thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning Eastern time. So we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.
At LensCrafters, we value expertly tailored eye care, provide state-of-the-art eye exams, offer a wide assortment of designer brands and high-quality lenses, because everything we do at LensCrafters is for every sight that makes your life special. We offer 50% off lenses with frame purchase, shop in-store and online. Book your annual eye exam now on LensCrafters.com. LensCrafters, because sight. Eye exams are available at the independent doctor of optometry at or next to LensCrafters. Doctors in some states are employed by LensCrafters. Offer valid to April 2nd, 2023. See associate for details.